So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Here on EEI. It's always, I don't know what percentage better, but coming on doing this show after a win.
At least 15. It's nice to see you and everything, but it's nice to talk about a win.
Don't
no,
lie.
I don't lie.
Oh, yes, it is a, it's amazing how day to day in this season, and maybe this is just recency bias, maybe this is the way you feel every year, but because of the fast and furious pace of the games this year, you know, you live and die by every win loss, and then you realize that it doesn't always matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. 2 weeks ago, we were celebrating.
Oh, they were dead.
Yes, yeah, they were.
Draft picks, top seven. I think we did that last week, didn't we?
Was that last week?
We might have even done it last Saturday.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're right there on the heels of a playoff spot again and really screwing up that Bruins draft pick. Not too bad. Again, welcome to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. We are here. We will take some calls today. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Join in, listen in. Any questions you got about this team, any comments, we'll try to get to them. Coming off of a win after a road trip that did not end well. Man, oh, man. I don't know. I think I was more bothered by that Seattle loss than a lot of people. Maybe not. I just didn't like it at all. Last week, 3 games, 2-1. Started in Van, where that was okay. That was good. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to Fraser Minton. We're going to get to the Bruins figuring out a way to win that game against a team that is really struggling, Razor, in Vancouver. Then that loss to Seattle that was right there for the taking. And then they come back home, and they get the win against the Calgary Flames, a team that they had played previously in Calgary. It wasn't an ugly game. It was a highly structured game that didn't have a lot of excitement to it. Maybe that's one way to describe it. Now in their last four, if you include the Edmonton win on New Year's Eve, they're 3-1. So, you know, it's all right. They're at 48 points. It's not, if they're going to be a playoff team, my friend, it's not enough yet. Do they have another run or two in them? I guess that's what's going to end up being. They start today, or not start, continue their homestand today with an afternoon game against the New York Rangers, a nationally televised game. Always a question, a conundrum for a broadcaster. Do you stay home or do you go when somebody else is doing the game? Do you get to enjoy a day off? Or do you, you know, and I know it's never truly a day off for you, Razor, or do you get in there? What do you do today?
Yeah, today I'm not going. Some days, for instance, the last Rangers afternoon game, it's a family day and we all go and hang out. Today is
that was ugly.
Yeah, that was really
Thanksgiving.
We're in the car on the way there, and the kids are excited. They got their pasta jerseys on, and they can't wait to get to warm up. And then you hear David Pastrnak not playing, Pavel Zacha not playing, and they wanted to just go get ice cream and go home.
That was literally Black Friday.
Correct. Yes, that was
for
ugly.
A Boston Bruin fan.
That was as bad. You know, that's bad news that day. Hopefully, we don't get any of that kind of news this morning. I suppose you never know. So no, not going today. We got a 12-year-old hockey game at 1:25, so I don't miss any hockey, and I have a quiet afternoon, so I'm actually looking forward to that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Make fun of the guys doing the game. I'm kidding.
Correct.
I'm kidding. 100%. You know, hey, what do you mean you're saying that? That's not accurate.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know it's the Bruins. Would you pay attention to the Bruins?
Please. Go to practice one
time.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, that game is a little bit after 1 on ABC today. So if you're looking for the game to be on NESN, it is on ABC. The Bruins have another home game tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock game against Pittsburgh. Again, fast and furious schedule, folks, this year. Every once in a while, like they did on the road trip, Razor, they got some rest on the road, which was nice, right? As a player, would you rather have rest, and this is maybe too minutia, but at the beginning of a trip or at the end of a trip? Meaning you get on the road and you have those extra days of, you know, would you like to say, hey, you know what, I'll take that extra day off. We get a little bit, maybe you can have a festive night on the road, you can have a sleep-in day, or you have a good practice and travel isn't too extreme. Or does it help you, do you think, more at the end of a trip when you're kind of tired and you're like, oh, I could use that extra day, or you're chomping at the bit then by the end of the trip to get home?
Ooh, good question. I think at the end of the trip, you want to get home. I think that you don't need as much rest. I think ideally you get that two-day window right at the start. You play a game, 2 days off, you get the team day, you get the hangout day. Then you play a bunch of games and get the heck home.
Right.
That's really the best setup. To have two games in the last 5 days of a road trip, well, especially over the holidays when everything's kind of piling up back home, that can be tiring.
Yeah. It's a mindset thing. And it also may come down to where are those extra days off?
That always helps.
That does help.
It does help.
Certain cities are what you would call high on the list. Other cities are extremely low on the list. We can get into that on another show at another time. One of the big things coming out of the game the other night against Calgary, two big things, I think. I'll start with the team one. There weren't penalties taken in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That was gigantic. Only two power play goals, power play opportunities against. Ready for this? That is the fewest amount of penalties, meaning power play opportunities, in the last 13 games for the Bruins.
It's wild.
13. Go figure. Like, I mean, if that doesn't tell you how big of a problem penalties taken have been, I don't know what does. 13 games. That means every other game has had three or more, and many games have had four or five. It's not a recipe for success.
No. Well, what it tell you in another way is, and why I think we do feel the way we do about this team, is that they are they're a high event product. We've talked about they're fun to watch. They're enjoyable. They're entertaining. I think that number alone goes to it because they are battling every night. They aren't taking quiet nights. They are entertaining. There's something happening every night. Unfortunately, in at least half of those last 13, they've been shooting themselves in the foot with those events.
Oh.
Those extra penalties
have sucked. Kids, if you're driving to your game right now,
stick on the ice.
Stick on the ice. Don't try and pretend to do too much. Don't get, you know, or not pretend. Don't overdo it to do too much and take unnecessary penalties, because it crushes your team and it pisses off your team. It does. Don't do it, please. And at this level, these guys, obvious statement number one of the morning, are just too damn good. If you're going to give them too many power plays, it's going to come back to crush you. The other thing that was a big event, I thought, a big, at least worth mentioning right here off the top, is the play, or was the play, of Jonas Korpisalo in that game. He has now, that was just his third start in 12 Bruin games. Gosh, I hope my memory is serving me correct there. I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was 2-11, so 3-12. And this is a guy that we know that his teammates love him. We know that he works his ass off. We understand all that. But he hadn't played to the level that they needed him to. In my eyes, Razor, I'll let you take it. Okay, I don't think he had. And I don't know if this was the end-all, be-all, or, you know, win or lose, like you were going to make a decision on something type of game. But I think it was pretty darn important. And not just to get the win, but to make what I would call 4, maybe 5 high-quality, tight, high-danger saves.
He needed a big start. He did. And, you know, Marco Sturm kind of alluded to it in the morning, where he'd been okay, but we need a little more. I thought he didn't play very well against Ottawa at all. He got pulled before the break. I thought he played well against Buffalo, but if you lose 4-1, you lose 4-1. And he just needed to get back in that win column, needed to make a difference, needed to make a couple saves, and needed to bring a little energy. And again, he's been invested all season. He was very good in October. And that was a monster win. There isn't anybody coming in to take his gig, but they needed him to win this game so they could, because he's going to play this weekend again. I highly imagine.
I was going to go there next.
They, you know, two afternoon games. We've seen it a little bit. Obviously, Wolf played this week back, but with Jeremy going to the Olympics, I think they want to at least feel comfortable that they don't have to do it. And I think that win does that for a bunch of reasons. It sets up the rest of January to put the Bruins in a place where they feel comfortable using both guys again. And what it also does, again, personally for Jonas, is he's able to take a deep breath. He got a little run support early in the game, which he hasn't had any of at all. And now you can put the games in place going forward.
Does it automatically put Swayman in today? They had practice yesterday. We weren't sure if they were going to skate yesterday or not, given their high-intensity schedule. And you need that one CBA. Well, no, you need a couple of CBA-mandated days off per month, fully off. Again, just a reminder, folks, you can't land at even 1 a.m., right? And then that day be considered a day off.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, and if
the airport, the airplane is work.
It's part of work, right. Yes. And I get it, as it should be. Like anybody else who travels for a living understands that is oftentimes the worst part of your day.
Yeah, that's right.
Travel. But so you can't get home at even 12:30 in the morning and then pull in at 2, and then the team says, well, you can have the day off. That's great. But that is not what is considered a league-mandated day off. There has to be extras on top of that. So we weren't sure how the schedule played out, because they were home Thursday, then they would maybe have Friday off. Instead, they chose this. They had practice. So that means that Swayman, I'm assuming, I did not go to practice yesterday, got some shots. I would assume today, the national TV thing always seems to come into play. I don't get it. I don't think it makes a difference to me, national TV or not. But I would guess it. But however, you're playing a team below you here, for what it's worth, in the New York Rangers, who are struggling and decimated by injuries again. And then you got, ready for this, the very good Pittsburgh Penguins coming to town. I never thought I would say that this season, Razor. Mm-hmm. So that's a 5 o'clock game tomorrow. Does it matter where you start Swayman? Meaning, do you save him for Pitt and go with a guy that he would played well on Thursday and go 2 starts in a row for Jonas? I don't think we'll get that, but I'm just going to throw it out there to you.
No, I'd see Jeremy today. I
agree.
Just because, you know, then you're looking at a week or 7 days, 6 days, I should say. I'm curious. I guess I'm more looking, okay, do you do you look at these? Do you look at the next three games, and do you play in the next three games that are all division slash conference rivals, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and the Rangers, and then you have two Western Conference teams on the back end of this, where you have Seattle and you have Chicago. So do you? Do you go with, you know, I'm curious if they're wondering, you so again,
I hear you.
I'm stumbling through this. Are the Bruins looking at this as matchup wise, or are they looking at days wise? Are they looking at just a game on the schedule with their goaltending, which some teams do, and most of the time that's what the Bruins have done historically? Or are they looking at matchup wise, where they want one of their guys to play against a certain team? Bruins, obviously, Jeremy just gave up six to Seattle.
Yeah,
5 days ago. Mm-hmm. Do you want him playing them again, or do you go to Jonas on Thursday, where you play Jeremy the next three of four games at home, in afternoon games, on low rest, but again playing Eastern Conference teams? I could see them doing it that way.
I could too. And what I'm going to get to, though, and we're going to do it after the break because we've got a break coming up here, but there seems to be, and it's only happened a few times this year, he's only played four plus twice this year.
Yeah.
And after that fourth game, it hasn't gone well for him. So if we figured out the magic number is three starts in a row for Jeremy, and then that's it. We'll get to that after the break, because there's I think there's something to talk about there, Razor, because the results haven't been...
We can talk about it. I probably have a different view than what the numbers say.
This is great, because when you get kind of emotional, Razor, folks, that's his best, because I start going down this road and all of a sudden Razor
lights up. When I've actually thought about something, then I have an opinion.
He's like, no. You're not a goalie, Javi. No. Go back to drinking your coffee. I'll tell you about how many starts he should have. All right. You know who's going to tell us something right now, though? It's David Azer. It's What's Trending Now. We'll be back after the break. But for now, let's send it to David with What's Trending Now.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome back in. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the show. We've got a lot to get to here. We're going to get right back to the goaltending chat about is it too much? Is starting Jeremy Swayman four games in a row or more too much? So just for some context, twice this year he has started four consecutive games, started nine of the previous 10 before the Calgary game. Played in 10 of 11 because he had to go into that Ottawa game, that messy one on the road that Korpisalo had started. In those nine games, his record ended up being 3-4-2. After the fourth game, I would say his play was, razor. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, is that a him thing? Is that a team thing? Or is that a both of them thing at that point? Where are we at? Because you definitely lit up when I was asking that question of, what is too much?
Well, I think you can poach the number. That's all. The number can be easily poached when you talk about playing four games in a row. It's not. He didn't play good against Seattle. You can't deny that. It didn't go his way. He took the bad penalty to make it 5-on-3 early in the game, and I think that that can get to you a little bit, and then you just kind of feel like it's not your night. The one shot was going pat. Like, it just kind of got away from him at the end of the second period. That all being said, that's not because he played four in a row. That like Marco talked about it yesterday morning too. It's not like that was 4-6 or 4-8 or like that was a long. That was 4-9, 4-10. Like the last two games were over, like we just talked about, with two games in between.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Two games in 6 days.
Yeah. You had the days off, right? It made a big difference in their thinking. It had to.
Completely manageable. Like, I mean, these guys, that's not a big deal at all. So in this scenario, I think it just happened to be that way. This wasn't one of those scenarios where you would be tired. In other scenarios, sometimes you have to play 4-6 and you play great, but the team stinks because they've played 4-6 in front of you. So they're tired after those 6 days as well. So I think there's a little more nuance than to just say he can't play four in a row. There's a lot of guys that play. And to the other point, he's only done it twice, so that skews numbers so easily. If he does it the third time this week, plays four in a row and he gets a shutout, we're going to go back to those numbers. He's going to have a 9-15 in those four games, or in those three games, because of how quickly the save percentage changes with over a mm-hmm. small game number. So I don't think that's an issue. I think, again, ideally in this condensed schedule, you don't want to play 10 of 11. I think that's too much.
I just don't think you can.
Yeah, it's a lot. And especially when you're when in those 11 games, you're killing off five penalties a game. Don't forget, like, the goalie has to take a lot of that wear and tear on as well. Those weren't games like the other night where you could easily play 10 of 11 games if you're winning 4-1 every night. When it's low stress, low pressure, you don't really stress yourself out because you've got a 2-goal lead early in the game and you kind of just cruise after that. So all the way back, I think you could make a case for Jeremy playing the next three, all Eastern Conference. You mm-hmm. want to move up. You've got Detroit. You've got Pittsburgh and the Rangers. And then you could have Corpy play two of the next three when they go out west. But that's a whole that we're getting way ahead of ourselves now.
All right. Just for some context too, Dustin Wolf, the goaltender that we just saw recently with Calgary, I wasn't sure if he was going to play both games over the weekend or over their quick visit to Boston. He had played the night before in Montreal, then Boston. I was a little surprised. I wonder. I don't know if there's a flu bug.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. The other guy didn't feel good.
Yeah,
the other guy didn't feel good. So, I talked to their goalie guy. And he's, so to that point, the goalie guy's like, the poor guy has to keep playing. And so he's
played
30,
he's played 35 games. He started 34, but he's had the most appearances in the NHL.
Yep.
After him are three guys, Vemelka from Utah, Shesterkin, who's now injured, and Saros from Nashville. All of a sudden, Nashville's a good team. Mm-hmm. 34. Swayman is at 30, so he's tied with Sergei Bobrovsky. He's tied for six most starts, along with Spencer Knight, too, of Chicago. Good for Spencer Knight, by the way.
Done awesome.
Getting his game back together, and personally, dealing with stuff. Good for him. I'm happy for him because he needed a reset. Real quick, because we got a ton of Bruins stuff to get to, but we got to mention this. This will wrap up our goaltending chat here. The other night in Chicago, St. Louis is getting thumped by the Hawks. Yoel Hofer, the backup goalie, sits behind the bench. Typical normal in Chicago. It's the way it works. There's direct access to the locker room from there. Midway or early in the third, whatever, he's back in the locker room sitting here. Folks, if you didn't see this, it's been on, like, you can check out .com, NHL.com or whatever. Seventh goal goes in on Binnington, and then Jim Montgomery, former Bruins coach, starts motioning to have Binnington come off the ice. Midway through the third, bud. Less than 10 minutes left in third. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And all of a sudden he turns to look for Hofer, and he's like, where's my backup goalie? He's not there. So there's this long walkway, but it's a covered walkway into the locker room. And again, direct access into the locker room there at United Center. That's from the bench there. Hofer's nowhere to be found. He can't make a goalie change. Binnington has to finish it out. I don't know if I've seen that before. I got to imagine the goalies were like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh, yeah. They're hiding. Hofer's hiding at halfway through that second period. It wants nothing to do with going into a game like that with 7 minutes left. Binnington can do whatever the heck he wants, obviously, in Seattle by the looks of things. Making an Olympic team, winning a cup, he's just decided I'm not coming out in that situation either. It feels like a bit of a joint move by the goalies, and Monty's head was just about to spin off his head. He didn't know what to do. I don't know what Monty's trying to get out of taking them out late in the third period. The game's over, and you're embarrassing the guy,
yes,
and you're putting the other guy in a bad spot. So I don't know his thought process.
You had an experience
that.
Like that,
yeah,
once.
It happened to me in Vancouver one night, and I was the backup. Kari had given up six or seven in Vancouver. They were a great team.
So you're playing for Dallas. You're in Van, right? Just to set the stage.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas. I'm playing for Dallas. I'm in Van. I just left Van, and they're a great team. That's his 2010-11. So they're a very good team. And for whatever reason, Mark Crawford throws me in with 8 minutes left, and the bench on Vancouver bench is giving it to me because I know all the guys. They're all laughing at me. My bench is looking at me like, "Geez, what are we doing? Like, I can't believe they're putting this guy in." Kari's like, "Dude, I feel so bad." And I had to survive 8 minutes with the Twins buzzing around me for the rest of the game.
Like, don't pull a groin.
No, exactly.
Give up less than two.
Don't give up six in the last 8 minutes and blow all my numbers up. I'm trying to get another contract here.
Oh, it's the little things like that. Those are the type of moves that piss off players.
Oh, man. I was so mad.
Not just goalies. It pisses off everybody, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially if the players like the goalie. Which is another conversation for another time. Usually they do. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things here. To wrap up the Calgary game, the Corrali line, real good. Sean Corrali scoring a goal early on there and getting Minton with a different line. It's now Corrali with Janot, who has been back for a couple games, and Kastelic. I don't want to, you know, here's the thing. When Minton's becoming a line driver in some ways, Razor, you know, but they were really good when Janot and Kastelic were together and Minton. But now when you get Minton with, whether it's, you know, Pasternak with that line, or, you know, last game we saw Pasta and Hustinov back with Lindholm, but Geeky, we're going to get to Geeky in a moment here too. I guess I'll make the statement he's kind of becoming a line driver. I'll ask you, do you think he's reached that yet? To where he's reliable, he doesn't try to do something he's not, meaning he understands his role, he's getting more confident offensively. Are we seeing a potential line driver in Fraser Minton? Maybe that's the way to put it.
Yeah, I would go there. I would put the word potential in there just right now. But what he's doing right now is he's the steady Eddie guy for the line driver, and they feel comfortable, which is a huge move up, a really huge move up, kind of the next step on the ladder for a young guy. I would consider him kind of the Pavel the second Pavel Zacha, where Zacha probably drives a little bit more of that second line. But Frazier, what we've seen is they either put Geeky or they put David there with him to stabilize and allow them to go, allow them to be free. And he's kind of the setup man there. So we're getting to the point where he is the person that can be relied upon to play with big players who the big players have confidence playing with that will set him up but also put them in good position defensively. So it's that's a halfway through this season, and that you're playing with David and Morgan when you want something different is a big responsibility.
It is. Just to give you again some number context, so you understand here, I guess validates it. With Houston, Edom, and Pastrnak, and again, last game, it wasn't with those guys, but that's where he's seen 8 games, 54-plus minutes with those two guys at even strength, 5-on-5. They've outscored the opponents 5-2. Not bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When Janot and Kaslik, their wingers, they had 20 games at even strength, 5-on-5. I shouldn't say that because that's repetitive. At 5-on-5, because even strength could be 4-on-4 as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, technically. So 5-on-5.
Correct.
186-plus minutes. 7 goals, 4 against. And so, you know, it's becoming a nice theme. Mm-hmm. I think there is potential there. We talked during the week on Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor on a pod that the potential for second line center is there. And that's another revelation, perhaps, of this season. I mean, I think you hope by the end of this year, you say, we've seen enough to where we're confident calling him a 2C. I think that would be the best of the best scenario. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes, yes. That's and
he's not there yet, but I'm not saying
No, he's not. But again, if you could say that if you could say that at the end of this season or certainly after the next season, now you're really setting your lineup. Now you're in a place where because again, you go back to all. I'm not going back to the one center that has dominated this team for 20 years. But go back to any team. A lot of time you go to the second line center, and then all of a sudden, then you'll have the conversation if he can be a first line guy after a few more years after that.
Yeah, that's so.
Way down the line. Yeah. Right now, we're looking at that second line place where can he be a 23, 24 year old second line center? Then you're cooking,
right? And then that deal that you got him in becomes one of the biggest, you know, deals
correct
the team has seen in the last two decades.
Yeah. It's like again, Pavel's deal, really. Like, Pavel's got a great, like, what a deal that is.
Oh, you're talking contract. I'm talking the deal that got him here.
Oh, dude, to get him. From Toronto. Deal that got him here is, oof.
Yeah.
That's a steal already.
So definitely not getting ahead. But I guess the other thing about, I'll take it out of the Calgary game and that I was really encouraged by, and again, it just might be recency bias or it might be the fact that Calgary, not a great team. Let's be honest.
No.
But all the centers played between 14 and 16 minutes. All four. A, because there weren't many penalties. That allowed for more rhythm and roll. But B, because I think they all were playing well. Centers, the lines. Yep. Just to also get a little more context here, the Zacha line has played the most consistent amount of games together, 26 games. 250 minutes of ice time together. They've outscored the opponents 14-7 at 5-on-5. And I wouldn't have had that on my bingo card. I got to be honest with you. But yet, Pavel actually played a beautiful game the other
day.
They're
playing good. Like, you're getting a middle stat too, right? Like, is it 9 goals or is it 10? No, it's 10. He got 10. Yeah. Like, he, you know, we set 20 goals from him and the way he's playing. Again, they have something there. He's not playing any power play time or very little
like
of it.
Like the last 18 seconds.
Yeah, he's not getting, none of these
goals
are
power play.
He and Arvidsson
get impacted the most by when there's a lot of special teams.
Correct. He's basically, he can't get any rhythm at all. So the fact that they're at that and they're not getting scored on and he's getting chances, like, it's been a good line. It really has.
And it's, and Zacha gets a lot of special teams time. Arvidsson and Mittelstedt, again, if they're lucky to get the last 20 seconds of the power play, and neither of them kill penalties.
That's right.
So that's why they get impacted. But that's why they've to their credit, they've performed at even strength at 5-on-5 this year. So the team continues to need more of that. Apex most entertaining moment of the week. What do you want to do? You want to do You want to do Minton? You want to do Minton in Vancouver? You got...
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it was for the sake of the show. Yeah, it's got to be Fraser. I was the other thought I had was just Korpisalo late in the second period with two or three big saves on
Glove
home
save,
ice. Yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Coronado one?
So actually, I'll go there because we talked about Fraser a couple shows ago. I'll go with Korpisalo. Keep throwing flowers at Corpy and see if that can get him on a roll.
Apex Entertainment, 100,000 square feet of pure fun. Go visit him at apexentertainment.com and visit him at Marlboro at Apex Entertainment. Was there anything different to your expert eye to Jonas's set that made his performance better against Calgary? Or
no,
am I just hoping
different.
That there's something there that you
No, there's still- nothing there. Listen, the reality is for me, the biggest thing is he got some run support early. He hasn't. It's such a different game in the league when you get the first goal. When your team gets the first goal on home ice and then your team gets the next goal, it frees everything up. It's just so much different than playing from behind. So for me, that was the difference.
All right. Well, he did make a couple of great saves. There was a Coronado save on the glove that was outstanding. And I mentioned that Sean Corelli got the goal. That was a nice goal as he danced his way to the middle of the ice. How about the breakout, the bank pass by Tanner Janot? I will say if we were – and I always say this on the air too on Nesson about how, like, if we're being honest, I can't believe that Calgary allowed him to enter the zone that deep. But Tanner Janot's bank pass after a stretch breakout play up the right wing side, Janot's bank pass in the offensive zone, it got the attention of not one but two Calgary Flames defenders that both – went to him, mm-hmm. and that left Corrali the ability to dance to the middle. And I do think that the defenseman, Hanley, got his stick blade on that shot and helped elevate it even quicker. It was a hard shot, and it went – Dustin Wolf is not a big goalie, so the challenges of being a – it's funny to say that 6 foot is small now, but that's how it's been the last decade.
Yeah, long time, yeah.
Yeah, last decade that 6 foot is actually considered really small. It didn't even go by his ear. You know, he was down to crouch. It was just smoked upstairs, so – a heck of a shot to get the Bruins on the board early, and to your point, it probably helped make them feel better in a game that I don't know if I felt they had a good feel of how they were going to be, having had to travel the full day before.
No, it was a tough game. It was a really tough game to get the energy up, and they brought it right out of the gates, which was very encouraging, very encouraging.
One other note worth mentioning here, Hampus Lindholm still out, went out on the last game of the road trip, lower body. Waiting to see what he's at, but yet he skated the other day. So we're in a TBD situation with him. I guess the hope is that he can come back much sooner than later. Marco Sturm talked about it with the media that they had to get him back home to the Bruins doctors for imaging or whatever, you know, to figure out what it is. But he skated the other day, which I will fully admit surprised me a little bit. So, you know, get him back. Continue to have the solid play of Jonathan Aspero. I did think, Razor, the other night we would see some lineup tweaks. I thought at least one or two. Talked about it on the Nesson Pre with Barry and Brick. And, you know, they didn't. They stuck with Steves. I thought he could have been out of the lineup given some of his poor penalty decisions in the last couple of games, right? I thought mm-hmm. he could have. I thought maybe they would have taken one defenseman out. They have Koliachonik still sitting there. Meanwhile, Lauri made a real nice play against Calgary, gets the goal. So I'm guessing we'll see the same lineup today.
Yeah, I can't imagine anything changing unless they have some kind of a matchup in mind or they look at the two games this weekend and they feel it's an opportunity. But after a win, Marco hasn't changed the lineup at all. I think that's the big thing with the condensed schedule is you can be a little like we want change where stability is really what coaches are looking for in this schedule where you got games after games. You can't practice. You can't try something. You can't look at it first. And it's just easier to default into what I just had.
Yeah, maybe. And you want to try and get certain guys going too. That's something and coaches have to play. Hunches, instincts. But again, I thought we were going to see at least one change, and we didn't. We'll see about today. All right, coming up after the break, a couple of things. We're starting to see a little separation in the Atlantic Division from the top teams. We'll preview today's game against the New York Rangers, maybe in touch quickly on the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then if we have time, we will mention where the NHL is headed with their next outdoor game. They're heading to a real cold place. this time and what should be very interesting. All right, you're listening to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, last segment here for Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Before the Bruins get set to take on the New York Rangers today. Game's a one. I don't know if it's a 1:20 face-off on ABC now that we're there.
It'll take a while.
It will. Maybe it's a 1:15. Regardless, it's not on Nesson. Okay? Tomorrow's game at 5 o'clock is on Nesson. That means 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock face-off on Nesson. So today against the New York Rangers, two Metropolitan Division teams. Tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's quickly preview the Ranger game today. This is a team that I just saw down at Winter Classic that played freaking awesome down there that game. The home team is at a disadvantage. I don't know the records. I need to do that in these outdoor games or Winter Classic, whatever. But it feels often, not all the time, it feels like often the visiting team has the advantage. Now, Florida played kind of crappy. Rangers played really well. The top guys, Zibanejad, Lafreniere, and Panarin stepped up mightily in that game. Shesterkin was very good as well, and they won that game 5-1. Meanwhile, next game, Colorado comes to town for Florida, and Florida beats them. Go figure, but that was a response game. But the New York Rangers, since that game, have been, again, depleted with injuries. Yes, they get JT Miller back, their captain. I'm actually surprised he's back this soon. I thought he did not look great. I didn't think skating in morning skate or in practice in the outdoor game. He's battling injury, upper shoulder injury, coming back. So, but he's back, tough kid. But meanwhile, Igor Shesterkin out right now indefinitely, and Adam Fox again goes back out with a different injury. He's on long-term injured reserve. They have no Connor Sherry, who got injured right before the outdoor game. No Noah Laba, a young kid who came in this year and arguably was their most consistent forward for them. So what Ranger team are we going to see today at TD Garden is a huge question. The one thing that I would say that should scare the Boston Bruins, the New York Rangers are 15-8-2 on the road. They thumped you on that Black Friday game. They're awful at home, the Rangers, just 5 wins on the season. But they're capable, I guess, of playing well on the road and kind of having that free hockey mind when they get on the road, Razor.
They are. They are. And you, the good news for the Bruins is you're not taking them lightly because, one, they thumped you. One, they have the road record. And you're not going to overlook the injuries that they have. You can't afford to do that because you got smoked last time. So there's that, which is fortunate for the coaching staff. They can remind all the players of the last game. I think, again, it comes down to the Bruins staying out of the box. We know that power play is
lethal,
deadly, yep, especially on the road. For whatever reason, they can't get it going at home. But on the road with Zibanejad and Panarin, they lick their chops when they get offensive opportunities. If you make it hard for them, they don't want to play that game. It's, it's very, very, very simple what the top players of the Rangers and how they want to play. And if you can force them to go 200 feet, it makes their afternoon a little painful and a little less likely to have energy.
I'm assuming Jonathan Quick gets to start. They called up Spencer Martin, who has had a decent run as an NHL backup the last couple of years. He's had a lot of sniffs with different teams and everything. I got to be honest, I don't have the Rangers schedule in front of me if they're playing
tomorrow.
They don't
play Sunday. I just checked that on that. There's only 5 games tomorrow, but I guess it's because it's football Sunday.
Football, and there's 14 games today.
Yeah.
So 28 of the 32 squads are the NHL in action today. But I got to imagine they'll see Jonathan Quick again today, who's been a very capable,
he's been very good this year.
He's been very good. So Bruins, be ready for a team that somehow, some way is a very different team, Jekyll and Hyde team on the road versus at home. Tomorrow night, the Pittsburgh Penguins come into town, a team that is playing the Calgary Flames, the last Bruins game that they had. Pittsburgh is in a playoff spot at 51 points through 42 games. Crosby has been excellent. They've won their last 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
Crosby's been really good. Justin Brazeau's had a hell of a year when he's been healthy there. I think the big difference there, I don't think it's a question mark whatsoever, is Dan Muse, a head coach that many people were not expecting to get the gig. He ends up getting the gig, and I always heard great things about him at lower levels. Teacher of the game, communicates well. He's doing it right now with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
He is, and they get Calgary today. So after what we just saw and what we've just talked about, you expect them to win again today, and they should beat Calgary at home. So they get the afternoon, and then they'll be here. Fortunately, the Bruins will be done by the time they start, so you get an extra hour and a half on them. An opportunity. So today is kind of a game where if we were talking about the Rangers, if we were the Rangers brew, then you're saying it's a must win. Rangers can't lose today. If they lose today, now you're really saying they're out because they go back to 500 and they're way behind the Bruins, let alone Pittsburgh and everyone else. Tomorrow, the Bruins are looking at it as a playoff game to get back into the mix. If they get that win, if they find a way to get 4 points this weekend, we're talking about playoffs again for the Boston Bruins. So a massive weekend and an opportunity, a great opportunity for the Bruins in the second week of January.
All right, some separation, though, happening at the top of the Atlantic Division. Montreal, Detroit, Tampa. Tampa actually is in third with 55 points. The other two teams have 56. However, Tampa has played fewer games, 2 less than Montreal, 3 over Detroit. So the points percentage, Tampa's at the top. They've won 8 in a row. They're doing it without Victor Hedman and some other couple of players. They seem to have found their stride this year after a bumpy start. Are we seeing legit separation, you think, at the top? Or you still think there's some Jekyll and Hyde with those teams?
Well, Tampa, no. Tampa's legit.
I agree.
They're plus 34 in goal differential. I mean, they've probably gotten a little unfortunate not to have 60 points and be in the mix with the Dallases and the Minnesotas, but they're the fourth best team in the National League.
I agree.
No question. Detroit and Montreal, it's inner. They're finding ways. Their coach, their organization.
I tell you they're a fun team to watch, Razor.
They are. They really are. And we've, I keep waiting for the struggle. 13-4 on the road. So
Jacob Fowler has helped reset them. Now they're playing the dreaded
Well, yeah, but they got the three-headed goalie monster, which so something's going to give. But I got to imagine they're going to make a deal on one of those guys, one of the first two guys, and get something. They feel like they still need more with their roster. Detroit, I guess, I'm still reluctant. Their goal differential is basically the same as the Bruins, so they've been winning close games and losing big games.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're 11 games over 500, they have to go on a 5 or 6 game losing streak to come back to where everyone else is. So,
and they have a guy who just scored his 500th NHL goal. Yes, the fifth American-born player ever to do that. Congratulations to Patrick Kane. Scored 2 goals in their last game, one with a goalie in, the other one without a goalie. I don't care. You don't give up that opportunity to score that 500th.
Nope.
Great for him. What an amazing career. The other thing, just to quickly touch on around the league, Utah, the Mammoth, with a large announcement from the NHL the other day, going to host the outdoor game against the Colorado Avalanche next year. Date is still TBD. It'll be either the 31st, 1st, or 2nd. The NHL looks to avoid basically going up against college football and the NFL, too. It used to be where New Year's Day was free and clear of everything, especially on NBC when they owned the rights to it, Razor. That's why it was always Jan 1. Now between the NFL and really more than anything college football as they start doing the playoffs the last couple of years, the NHL's not going to go up against that, understandably. So I know there was a lot of talk about the NHL not hitting 1 million people on the last outdoor game the other day, last week from Miami. I don't care anymore. I've changed my tune on it. It's now about the local market. When you see the kids, the youth hockey, the energy in the local market, bring it. Sometimes you're going to have to suck it up and not have as big a drive. Bet you next year you do have a bigger eyeballs on it. And it's a quote-unquote true Winter Classic because it's going to be outside in Utah at a 50,000-seat football stadium at the university.
Yeah, you can do it any day with those two teams. In the mountains, you can almost guarantee snow, I would suggest. So it's that's a great fit. Utah gets it. It'll be cool colors, cool jerseys, and a good choice.
Utah, the only team in the NHL, and they've only been around 2 years, that has not appeared in an outdoor game. So they will now mark that one, check that one off the box. All right. Good Saturday, buddy. Go enjoy youth hockey. I've got some teenage hockey coming up myself a little bit later, but I'm gonna watch it from the couch. 1 o'clock on ABC, it's the Bruins and the Rangers. Don't forget, tomorrow, Penguins come to town. First time this year, Sidney Crosby and the very good Pittsburgh Penguins come to town. That's a 5 o'clock game. 4 o'clock pregame starts on Nesson. In the meantime, everybody, enjoy your Saturday. Have fun at your youth hockey game or wherever you're headed. This is Saturday Morning Brew with Chaffee and Razor on EEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.